Very first Midnight Hollow Paranormal Podcast, and we have a couple characters here with us today. One being Jess. Say hi, Jess.
Hi.
Another being
so
she did what
Aaron.
You asked her. That's
my
me.
Voice, get used to it.
Hello.
And we have our producer, but he's stuffing his face at the moment, so you don't have to say hi.
Crinkly. Yeah.
And of course, you got your host, me, Jay Zippo.
Hooray.
Yay.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be talking about a few things. One is going to be the Bachelor Grove. Jess is going to introduce us to this story. And why are you looking at me that way,
Jess? It's the first story.
Or the last. It could be the last. It's the last story of the day will be Bachelor's Grove. And why that is like haunted and very interesting. Aaron is going to talk about his apartment, which is... used to be, what, a speakeasy?
A couple different things. Apparently it was like a illegal strip club at some point. Some kind of bar. Yeah.
Nice.
Things. Thanks. Yeah, that was helpful.
And I'll be talking about the Fresno Nightcrawlers. And they still haven't figured out what they are.
That's
and
bizarre.
Worms?
Yeah, the Fresno Nightcrawlers, and they haven't figured out what they are. And I just found a new video of them, so we'll get into that. At the very end, we'll have Mr. Silk talk about a few news stories that I found. Yeah, that will be it. Then your time will be up. So we'll start with Aaron. So
okay.
let's hear about your speakeasy.
All right. So I live in Riverside, which is a section of Buffalo, New York. I've lived in this apartment for going on 6 years with my roommate. Same roommate, so same situation. It's a big, big structure on the corner, corner lot, two bathrooms, giant attic, all this kind of stuff. So there's a lot of room. And there's a lot of history, apparently. I can hear the producer crinkling. Is that okay?
He's totally professional.
Yeah. So apparently... And I've tried to look and see if there's been anything bizarre that's been noted. I haven't gone super deep, but I've looked before to see if I could find things that are, you know, about this kind of... What's... What?
I have no idea.
Nothing.
What's going on?
Keep going.
Okay. So I've never been able to find anything specific about, you know, things that have happened here, but apparently... a strip club at one point, or like a speakeasy, and apparently the upstairs at one point was used as kind of the audition room. The way that
was there like a timeline to like about when it was?
From my understanding, nothing had been going on in there. Our landlord owns the property across the street as well, so he'd bought this initially to try to kind of be like an aftermarket, like a Goodwill almost, because they do property preservation, so they get old furniture, bicycles, you know, whatever the case
yeah,
may be,
that,
and they can't. Legally, you can't sell someone else's possessions, even if they basically give it up after 30 days from not claiming it. So he let the food pantry go on the bottom as like to try to give back to the neighborhood. But apparently, since that had happened, nobody had been in there for the better part of 15 years. So we found used condoms in the garbage disposal and all kinds of weird stuff like
you didn't
that.
You didn't touch it, right?
I didn't do that. No, I didn't touch it.
Okay,
no.
Good.
We found the slide to a 9mm handgun in one of the cabinets, and you've been there, so you know the way that it's laid out. It's a 3-bedroom apartment with a giant master bedroom. So the back room that we use for when we do our podcast there or anything else is set up as a master bedroom with a balcony off of it. So that's the way it was set up in the 40s or the 50s, and then it was used for various things. It's technically an industrial building. It's labeled for tax purposes as an industrial building.
Okay.
So we've lived there now for going on 6 years, and there's just been a ton of stuff over the years that have happened in there, things that I've seen, things my roommate's seen, things other people have heard or seen. Sometimes they same day, and sometimes, you know, randomly. Throughout. It started when we were first moving in. Rob moved in a few weeks before I did because his situation, he had to get out of where he was living. And so we were in there, and he was putting the door actually on my room, which he did incorrectly, and then he had to fix it last year. So.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah, right. So, and I was, because I'm not handy, I can carry heavy things, but I can't. I'm not a handy person. So I was putting the shower curtain up in his bathroom, which is in the back room. And, you know, as everyone has had at some point over their lives, you just kind of get that feeling that something's behind you or someone's behind you. And I turned around, and there's this woman in white, very pale white skin, white dress or nightie or something
when
like that.
Okay, when you say it's a woman, you mean like a straight up woman?
It was a female figure. It was absolutely a female figure.
Were the lights on?
No. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. So it was light out. And I turned around.
Did she have a face?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Very thin. And she was turned like on her side. So her head was almost over her shoulder. And she was staring at me with these giant eyes and this big hair. And I said, what the fuck? And I turned, and then she was gone. And that was the first thing that happened. And it was clear as day, clear as I'm looking at you, 100%. And then...
Do you think that was from, like, maybe the speakeasy days?
It's possible. She looked older. She definitely looked more of, like, a 40s or a 50s kind of thing. And then about, I think it was 2 years ago, during the wintertime, because we have a wall heater in the living room. We don't have, like, heat coming through vents. We have a wall heater. And I was priming it. I was turning it on because, you know, you have to prime the ignition. And I felt the same thing, and I turned around, and I looked, and she was in the kitchen, and she floated down the hall, and she was staring at me the same way. Floated right down the hall, past me.
Like that?
Yeah, like this.
I wish we could do video in here.
100%. 100%. So, and a lot of, and mostly all of the interactions happen between where the door is to the stairway, because we live on the second floor. Rob's room is next to that, and... the attic is off of his room, and then in the back. Very little happens past that section. All of it's mostly contained to the stairway, to the hallway, and the back room.
Has the stairway always been there, or is that something new?
From my understanding, okay. It has been, yeah. Because it's like 17 steps, right. And the lights are always on in there.
Sounds
we turn
like the name of a book.
Yeah.
You can write your book and call it 17 Steps.
Well, the 39 Steps is a book, I think. Oh, it's a play, shit. And it's a Hitchcock movie.
Eh, never mind.
Yeah, so you're terrible. So, you know, like the lights will be off, you know, turn the lights off, and like then the lights turn on. I go to bed and the lights are on. I've heard knocking at the door. It's a heavy door. You know, it's a heavy door. It's funny. I had company coming by, and they said, hey, I'm parking. So I open the door because I hear this big knock. Nobody's there. The person that was coming over was halfway down the street parking. The lights always, like I said, they always turn on. There was one day I'm looking. Same kind of idea, same kind of feeling. And you look down, and I saw this black mass that looked like a child or a dog. I couldn't really – it was weird. It was like a baby sitting down or like maybe like a terrier kind of dog. And it was weird because it was definitely there. And my roommate saw the same thing the same day. And he wouldn't talk about it because he's had stuff happen to him even beyond this. Mm-hmm. And I had things happen with him when he lived with his parents many moons ago.
Is that the roommate with the scratches?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was telling you about. And his brother floated down a hallway like years, years and years before that. So he's had stuff follow him all over the place.
Do you think it could be that it's attached to him?
Well, that's part of the idea is that He thinks that, I think, that definitely, because when he used to live in South Buffalo many moons ago, long before I knew him, and the back hallway to their house back there was always cold, and one day his brother floated down the stairs, and his mother boarded it up at the place that his parents still live. He used to live in this small room, because he was helping taking care of his grandmother. It's adjacent to the bathroom on the first floor, because it's a double, and door would fly open, light bulbs just go out, not broken, just unscrewed. Cold air. He used to have this thing where he would feel a warm sensation on his arm, and he would rub it, not scratch it. I saw it happen before. He'd get itchy, so he'd rub it, and then these three lines would appear. I saw it happen one day.
Hmm.
So stuff like that's happened with him. I had an experience when I was six or seven, and my dad's a minister, a Baptist minister, and even in our house, I was 6 years old or 7 years old, I was getting out of the shower, and a voice rushed into my my ear and said, fuck, just like that. Terrifying. So, you know.
That's one hell of a thing to say, though.
Well, and then years later.
Maybe it was a horny ghost.
Possibly, yeah. And a pedophile ghost, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there was another time.
Oh.
15 years later, 16 years later, my dog, our family dog, was not well. And he woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And he was growling at something. And it was in the bathroom. And I had to drag him out. They were staring at the wall, just growling right where it happened. So
I find that particularly interesting, like pets with
well, they see things.
Phenomena.
They know. Yeah. One of my cats, that happened to one of my cats, too. He was drinking water, and something freaked him out, and he ran so hard he slammed into the wall, and he wouldn't come out for 10 minutes, no sound, no nothing. Hmm. And the last thing that's happened, there's been a woman's voice that's cried out, someone's been over, and I'm like, hey, are you okay? What are you talking about? You didn't hear that? No. I have 3 cats, so I know what, you know, I'm on my bed, and I always think there's one of them crawling around. Nobody's crawling around, but definitely you can feel that kind of indentation.
I can tie into that black mass you saw.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. And the craziest thing that's happened, that just happened a few weeks ago, Saturday night, it's like 11 o'clock at night, all the lights are out, getting ready to go to bed, going to the kitchen to get some water. And you know how so the hallway goes through the kitchen into the back room. So I get some water, do whatever, rummaging in the fridge, whatever I do. And I start to walk back, and I stop because the TV has just been turned on in the back.
I was telling Jay that at my house, like the second time in the past, I would say 4 months,
mm-hmm.
every 2 months it's been happening, that my TV, like I'll turn it off, and then 10 minutes later I'll go in the bathroom or something,
and it turns back on. Yep.
Is that, and then I'm like, is there a self-timing feature on the remote I don't know about? Or it literally just out of nowhere.
Yeah, you can't discount the possibility it's technical, but you just never know.
Well, I've had that TV for 10 years. That doesn't happen.
Right. Mine's and it's brand new.
Oh, there you go.
That why?
Could be.
It's pretty new.
And it's very possible. I mean, it's entirely possible that one of the cats stepped on the power button. It's 100% possible, but how likely is it that one of those idiots stepped on that specific button within a 10-second period.
And having a force to actually put it down.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Well, it could have been their butts. They sit on weird stuff.
I do have 2 rather fat cats. That's true. But, yeah. So.
So you would let us do a little ghost hunting?
I would. I know that I don't know how Rob would feel about it.
Well, you can take a
because he's kind of freaked out about it. I know he gets freaked out about it. I know I've also been told by people that it might not be the best idea because we're still living there.
Could stir up some stuff.
But and overall, I would say in the past 2 years there hasn't been a ton of activity. I think because they're used to us, and there's never been anything suggesting like a malevolent presence. That black mass thing, that's a little weird. Like
did you see your father's a minister?
Yeah.
What does he think about? Does he know, like about the?
Oh, I've told him about that stuff. My parents believe in the idea of like demonic presence and stuff like that, mm-hmm. like the biblical aspect. But they've never been big on the idea of like paranormal, like ghosts being close to us. Now, I will say, after my dog passed away, I had to put him down. Actually, when they were on vacation, so that whole thing, he was kind of going crazy too. He's losing his mind. He lost use of his legs. It's very heartbreaking thing. But after that, he was a basset hound, so he had that big gruff voice, and he would go down the steps to the side door when he had to go out, and he'd bark as basset hounds do. And I would hear him after he was gone. I would hear him when I would be taking naps. I would wake up because I heard his bark. Now you could just say that that's something I'm thinking about or whatever, but my mother, of all people, who doesn't believe in this stuff, I told her, I said, I'm telling you, I hear him sometimes. He wakes me up. And she says, I've heard him too. And that's from my mother, who doesn't believe in this stuff. And I know he was still there because there was one day, summertime, I was just out on the porch doing some reading or whatever. A very shady character came by and was just kind of talking to me. And he just kind of moved on suddenly. And I could feel I could feel him behind me. I knew he was there. I knew he was there watching me 100%.
So, yeah, we got to let us know if we can do that.
Yeah,
I can totally understand if you don't. That'd make you
No,
why don't you guys just set cameras up if he doesn't feel comfortable on your own? That would be a possibility. Just
we'll try to figure something out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I mean, the other thing is that I've been told by people that, you know, again, like because we still live there, but it's to stir it up. But I don't know. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Aaron.
Sure. Don't sound more enthusiastic.
Oh, sorry. I was.
Yeah.
Trying to do three things at once. Yeah.
Producer Nick, can we address that? You suck, James. Helpful. Very helpful. Thanks.
There you go.
Thanks.
And there we go. All right. So next up is the Nightcrawlers, the Fresno Nightcrawlers.
This is pretty interesting.
Yeah. So someone, I was kind of reading through this again, and someone said it kind of reminds them of a possessed MC Hammer pants walking around. So if you can kind of imagine that, that's kind of what these are. When you first take a look at this video, it's done in Fresno, California.
I'm gonna pull it up.
It's you think it's a hoax instantly. Like, yeah, this is dumb. Someone just put a line and they sent like clothes across it. But it's not. The story kind of goes is that this guy in Fresno has security cameras. And one day he said that he never really looks at them unless he has to. For some reason, he looked at the footage that day and found these things crossing the backyard. Hmm. And again, there's these white things are about 2.5-3 feet tall. So they're not like human size. They're
midgets.
Smaller. Yeah. They could be, well...
Could they be dead midgets?
MC Hammer midgets.
Yeah.
And
you'd see that in those little parachute pants or him like tossing them around while he was doing his... Right? Sorry.
and he was just... He didn't know what the heck it was. So he went to a couple people and then these couple people decided to send this kind of viral, so to speak, like put it out there for everyone. He never wanted it really to go... public. So that's one key where I feel like it's not a hoax because he didn't want to, and now you can't even get a hold of him. He's changed his number and moved and everything because everyone wants to know what the hell these things are. So again, he was watching them. He goes, what the hell is this? And it's just these two, one comes and another comes later. It's these, I don't even know how to really describe it. It looks like a ball of cloth with two flailing legs underneath it. That's kind of,
to me, it looks like like when a gorilla like has their knuckles on the floor and they're like walking.
That's
like that.
That's a good point.
I feel like it could be some sort of animal. I don't know. Is there a zoo nearby?
Oh, I'm sure.
Looks like a
some kind of animal that isn't like a domesticated animal that probably escaped. And
that's possible. To me, it looks like an anthropomorphic wishbone.
Oh, what the fuck?
That's an interesting way to look at it. That's actually close. Yeah.
I just like to explain away everything, guys.
No, that's fine.
I'm just thinking rationally, like literally, logically, what could it be?
Well, I'm hoping it's dead midgets. So, I mean, you're much more logical.
That's cruel.
Well, it's just haunting a backyard of some dude.
I mean, midgets die. I mean,
but fact or faked, I think.
All right, we're not going to
fact or faked or whatever. They actually did a slowdown, and they were going to see if it was possible that it was running on a wire. There's no way it could be running on a wire the way it was walking. It was bouncing
strange
too much.
Unidentified creature.
Sorry.
Two unidentified creatures. So there's no way it was on a wire. And then the walking was so... The walking was so erratic that it wasn't like a robot or anything either. It couldn't have really been a robot. Otherwise, it would be one of the most elaborate hoaxes around. So no one knows what it really is. Now... The key is I just got the reason why I kind of picked this is I got a message from somebody saying that there's a new video out. Same type of creatures, and it's right around Fresno, and they're like walking down this like kind of side of a mountain. It's not like too steep, but they're walking along, and same thing. They're kind of erratic. The walking is kind of like you said, it's almost like a gorilla. It's nothing consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Very unusual. I don't even know what these could possibly be. Mm. I know someone said, you know, much like we have that, what is it, on Mars, that rover on Mars, maybe this is a way an alien does its findings. I know that's far-fetched, but, I mean, You just have to actually watch. I'll have it in the description.
Hey, it actually does look like a wishbone. That's weird.
Yeah.
There's that split in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Like yeah, that's actually a really good way of explaining what these look like. So that's pretty much the story behind it. We'll have information on the website, midnighthollow.com. Shameless plug. With both videos and a link to the older story I had on the site. And then I also have a poll on there that you can vote as well if you feel it's real, it's fake, or you just don't know what the hell it is.
It's weird because this video shows it differently. The one you sent me, it seemed like fuzzy and less clear. And the one I'm looking at right now is clearly like a skinnier shape.
Yeah, because there's a couple of videos out there right now with it. The one I actually looked up Fresno Nightcrawler, and I found the other video instead. So you might be looking at the one they're going down the side of the mountain with.
Okay.
So.
I feel like my story is the most.
No, this is actually really interesting. Bachelor's Grove is very, very interesting. It's in Illinois. So, Jess, let's hear a little bit about Bachelor's Grove.
I feel like, can we talk about why it interests me?
Yes,
why I absolutely picked it? Okay, so I did pick this story because it was probably one of the first ghost stories I ever heard of growing up. And really stupid, but at the time I was like discovering AOL and like talking to random people on the internet, and I had like an online boyfriend and he was from that area.
Was his name Nick?
Nah. I was Dragon Star 145.
I was Dancing Queen 290, and then I changed to Dishy Do 2001 or something. I don't know.
I was Butt Fuzz with 3 Z's.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Just let it go. But anyways, we were talking, and I was like, oh, I have an online boyfriend. I wonder if he's into creepy ghosts and stuff. And then I asked if he ever heard of the cemetery. And he was like, yeah, people go there and visit and take photos. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. Got to do some more research on it. And I feel like it's one of the most believable ghost stories to date, honestly, that is still revisited. But yeah, it's the story of this. They call her the Madonna of Bachelor's Grove. Hmm. She's a woman in white. Why are they always in white, by the way?
I don't know. That's a good question. When people
see a womanly figure, it's always like white.
Yeah.
Never dark, shadowy color or like, I don't know. But yeah, it was investigated by the Ghost Research Society in the 70s and 80s. One time they went out there and they were checking out the area, and a journalist from one of the local newspapers took a photo, and it's really creepy. It depicts her, the woman in white, on a checkered or graded tombstone.
Doesn't she have like a specific name? It's like the mother or something like that, the godmother or something? Or?
Well, I have a couple names of people who they think it is.
Okay.
From like the late 1800s. But I don't know if they gave her a name. I just, on the internet, it says Madonna.
Yes, in that's white. It.
Madonna in white.
Yeah, Madonna. Oh. Madonna in white. Yes, thank you.
And so she's just sitting there all forlorn, kind of just looking into the distance.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think
they couldn't disprove it either. They couldn't disprove it.
No, they couldn't because it made it, the way the photo was taken, it made it impossible to double expose the film. What else does it say here? It was taken with an Olympus automatic 35mm telephoto lens. She shot in infrared film. I don't know. There's articles out there basically saying why it couldn't have been altered in any way or anything like that. Hmm. And, yeah, it's funny because the photographer came from a family of mediums and healers. So she was already into that sort of thing.
Hmm.
And yeah, that was kind of interesting. I didn't know that, but they have a couple women that they think that the Madonna actually is, and two of which are, actually all three of them, are trying to, they think the theory is that she's trying to reunite with their child that passed after being born. And I think all three kids of the women were buried in different plots in the cemetery, mm-hmm. like not with the actual family that it should be with.
Hmm. This says here that there's one that walks around carrying an infant during full moons. That's coming from a couple different places.
Oh, yeah, there is one. Yeah, there's another
woman on
theory.
The grave. Yeah, there's a couple different, yeah.
But there's a lot of history in that area.
Tons. Do you talk about the lakes? The lakes that are around the... Not necessarily lakes, but little ponds that are around the cemetery?
I've seen them in pictures. It doesn't say anything about any activity there.
It's where Al Capone is where Al Capone dumped a lot of his enemies. They found guns, all these old-time rusted-up guns of lots of bodies down there.
Was that in the documentary?
Yeah, that was in the documentary.
What is the documentary called, by the way?
I think it's called Bachelor's Grove.
Cool.
There you go.
But it's
where can I watch it?
YouTube.
Sweet.
And you won't get Rickrolled.
Huh.
So, yeah. Sorry. Go on.
There's other stuff. A phantom farmhouse. People have spotted a man with a horse through the cemetery.
Right. Now, the phantom farmhouse, did you get anything? I saw that, too.
I didn't look into that.
Yeah, what it is
I was mostly
is that,
looking into the woman.
Right. Yeah, because she's definitely the highlight of that thing. Yeah. But the farmhouses, they would see it, and they'd like, what is that? And walk towards it. And as they're walking towards it, it actually grows smaller. Like it
That's
doesn't,
freaky.
And then they start walking, but when they start walking away, it disappears. Mm. It's like only when they get in a line of sight and they look away and look back, it's gone. But people have like walked, like they said a half a mile. That's awful lot, a long way considering this is just a graveyard. And they said it just kept getting smaller and smaller. And then when they kind of turned back and then decided maybe we should try it again, they turned around and it was gone. So I just found that weird. It's not every
That's
time you hear
bizarre.
Like a ghost house.
You don't. But.
So, yeah, we'll have some information on Bachelor's Grove. Jess will write up
some more digging.
Yep. A little bit more snippets. Whatever that word is.
I don't think you got it right any of those times.
Snippets.
Okay. Snippet.
Producer Nick.
So, Nick. We got Nick Nudes.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. I
so,
can't.
So, how do you want me to read these? Should I read them like the whole thing?
No, just do what you do with the.
Do what I do.
Yeah, do what you do. You're good at picking out what you want. I picked out one ridiculous one and two.
Can you read them in a sportscaster's voice?
Like ESPN.
Yeah,
his voice kind of is a sportscaster.
Like Stephen A. Smith, and then have no one else listen to this podcast ever.
You mean the guy that yells continually? Oh my god, he's horrible.
I just want him to trip and fall.
Sure. So this is the Midnight Hollow podcast news. I am Nick Stutzman. Shocking footage is a mythical ape man caught on camera sprinting from bikers. Staggering footage said to show that he was sprinting at an alarming speed has been allegedly been captured on the video. This video has been uploaded to YouTube because that's where all videos go.
Of course.
Show Orang Pendek. A mythical small yeti-like beast said to inhabit the wilds of Sumatra, Indonesia. Did you watch this video?
I did.
And?
Just like the Bigfoot stuff, you could say, hey, it's real, or it could be just someone dressed up, or someone... It's always hard. But I thought it was interesting because they actually had footage, and the footage didn't suck. So
go.
I would say you'd have to... People who are watching us right now.
Jonathan Downs, a leading cryptid researcher, released the footage and believes the images could be genuine video of a creature unrecognized by science. He is convinced that the ape-like creature with human features could be lurking within the Southeast Asia and should be designated as a new species. Mr. Downs, 59, has devoted his life to cryptozoology and in the search of the evidence for creatures from folklore such as the Yeti, Bigfoot, and...
El Cupatracabra.
The Loch Ness Monster. Oh. Cryptids also aim to prove that some of the animals that are known to be extinct are in fact still alive in small numbers.
See, that story kind of took a downturn because if he's been a lifelong cryptozoologist.
Cryptozoology.
That too.
Yeah.
You are the worst. You are absolutely the worst.
So he probably wants this to be something that maybe, you know, he's so like, oh my God, this would be great. This would be great to have, you know, so he's maybe overlooking it. It could just
I mean,
be
if it's on YouTube, I think it's real.
It's on the internet. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Right. Shocking, shocking footage. Next article. Mysterious interstellar object is spinning out of control.
That would be a UFO.
That's it.
Oh.
That's a story. Good story.
That's it.
What?
Helpful. Yes.
Helpful.
Astronomers have figured out something about the origins, its incredible long journey, and its makeup. The latest revelation is that it is spinning chaotically out of control and is destined to do so for at least another billion years.
Do they know where it originated?
It is
my toilet.
It is called
your toilet's a swirling cesspool.
Yeah, it probably is.
It's called I'm gonna knock this one out.
James, pronounce it.
It is Muamwe. I don't know. It's Hawaiian name for Pathfinder or Scout. It was first detected back in September. The Pan-STARRS 1 telescope found a new pinprick of light crossing the skies. Pinprick. And it was coming from a strange direction, moving unusually fast. They said it's tracked back to an interstellar origin beyond our own solar system.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if they knew like where its origins are from.
Not exactly. Yeah. Interstellar different distances between stars, the odds are incredible.
Oh, yeah.
But it may be propelled in our way in the first but it may be what propelled it our way in the first place. The British-based researchers have been breaking down the light patterns being bounced off the unusually dull object. It was previously been established as being some 200 meters long, at 8 times longer than it is wide. It is roughly the shape of a crumpled cigar.
The last news story is awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a long freaking article.
Yes.
So we'll just say it is what it is.
The last story is the best.
Okay.
Huh. Is this the ghost sexting?
Yeah.
British athletes claim sex ghost is haunting their reality show. Who are you going to call? Ghost boinkers? All right. Mm. Sex ghost. Yeah. I love when they get all punny. Well, that's one way to scare up publicity. Two British athletes starring on a reality show, which is the key words there, are claiming that a sex ghost seems to be haunting their hotel rooms. British Paralympian Kadina Cox and... Kadina Cox.
I'm the only one not laughing.
I'm 12.
It's weird, yeah. And retired rugby star Gareth Thomas are two of the celebrities competing on The Jump.
Now you're laughing.
Show where famous people compete in various snow sports. A ski jump with stars, if you will. The first episode aired Sunday on the Channel 4 network, which is weird. It's just Channel 4.
It's probably BBC, the UK channel.
Maybe.
I'll look up BBC, by the way. Go on.
But the show is scaring up more attention from what's happening inside the celebs' hotel rooms.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. During the episode, the 25-year-old Cox reportedly asked for a new room after allegedly being sexually violated by a ghost.
Fucking Casper.
Another competing celebrity, Emma Parker Bowles, the Duchess of Cornwall's niece, said on the show that Cox was penetrated by some sort of paranormal entity.
There's nothing funny about that.
He threw some sheets on, poked some holes in.
Poked some holes, all right.
Yeah,
poked some holes.
Bada bim, bada boom. Penetration. Anyways, 42-year-old Thomas concurred. She had a ghost going in and out of her. She had a sleep thing, he said, according to the Sun. She wishes it were a person. It was going in and out of her body. The feeling was apparently so real to her that she asked for a room change. So did Thomas. I wanted to move to different floors because when I'm hearing these ghost stories, I at the very, very end of the corridor, and I got scared, he said. Cox and Thomas, Cock and Tom, Tom Cox, are just the latest semi-famous people, semi-famous, who've claimed to have had ghost sex. Last year, Bobby Brown promoted his autobiography by claiming a ghost had sex with him. I wasn't high, he said.
No.
In 2020.
No.
I was not tripping.
Right. Neither was Janet.
Back in 2012. Oh, no, I feel like we should finish this one. Back in 2012, Kesha told Ryan Seacrest her song Supernatural was inspired by a Randy romp with a male ghost. It's about experiences with the supernatural, but in a sexy way, she told Seacrest.
Aaron, there you go.
Sexy way.
Well, you got that ghost flying around. Yeah,
the woman in white. See what happens. Yeah, maybe she can float right into my loins.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy her dinner or anything.
No.
I had a couple experiences with the supernatural. I don't know his name. He was a ghost. I'm very open to it.
Yeah. This from the woman with dollar signs in her name.
Kesha.
Yeah. Hateable.
The concept of ghost sex arouses lots of interest. And there are some people, spectrophiliacs, who fantasize about spooky encounters.
There's a name.
What is it called?
Spectrophiliacs.
Spectro or
yeah, like Spectre, Spectro.
That's weird.
Beverly Crusher, Sub Rosa. It's a terrible episode.
It is a terrible episode. It's a horrible episode. Exactly it.
Debunkers, however, are quick to dismiss the ghost on human Whoopi. Ben Radford, the deputy editor of Skeptical Inquirer magazine. That also sounds
that's
skeptical. National Inquirer, Skeptical Inquirer.
Too legit to quit right there.
too legit to quit.
You regret that decision.
Ghost was not too legit to quit.
Calls such experiences hypnopompic and hypnagogic hallucinations.
Kazunite.
I know, right? These vivid hallucinations, which can be sexual, are common to people who are going in and out of sleep. They are also usually harmless, Radford said in a 2014 article for Seeker.com.
People woke up like...
I just want to finish this, and then you're good to go. Few people who are visited by these seductive specters complain about it, so if you experience it, there's little
That's
to all
right,
fear.
Your time is going.
Now we're good. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay, I think these people just woke up feeling...
They stay woke.
From a wet dream or something?
Feeling horny, and they took care of business, and then they don't remember what they did, so they thought someone maybe just... They had a dream or something.
That's what he just said.
A wet dream.
That's what the professional from the Skeptical Inquirer said.
That's why I have 5 sets of sheets at home.
Well, I'm...
Sleep on a towel.
I fully believe that.
Just in case.
And that is your Midnight Hollow podcast news.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it, as always.
I'm Nick Stutzman.
Thanks, producer Nick.
You're welcome.
So you guys want to read more about this, investigate a little bit more, we will have all the articles on MidnightHollow.com as well as this podcast. I'll also be up on YouTube. All different ways you can do it.
And it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, it is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, ghost sex.
So bang some ghosts.
Yeah, I'm going to go give my ghost some flowers.
Dead flowers?
Yeah, exactly.
Dead flowers?
Yeah. Ghosts have merged.
Yeah, now we're going to haunt this room and bang people.
We're going to bang people when they doze off.
Bang people.
Your brain must be Midnight Hollow.
While listening,
exactly.
I think you should change the name to The Ghost Parlor.
There you go.
The podcast.
That's not like the podcast.
It sounds like my
be talking about
Midnight
UFOs
and stuff. Hollow.
Sounds like my business idea, The Cuddle Parlor.
They already have services for
that. I know, and I thought about it first. I just never executed it properly.
But are you trying to do a cuddle parlor as, like, dudes cuddling girls? Or
women need cuddling, too.
Yeah,
Valentine's
sure,
Day.
Yeah. Everybody's
Ghosts
gonna,
need cuddling
yeah,
now,
every,
too.
Yes. Everybody's going to pay for Aaron Stutzman to cuddle.
I'm not going to live this one down anytime
soon. T.Y., great job.
No.
Snippets.
Right. So...
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the first episode. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have a new one up and running for you.